Welcome to another episode of the Lone Recruiter Podcast. I'm your host, Brett Clemenson, and if you're a recruiter out on your own or just lacking general advice or mentorship, you've come to the right place. Our episodes are designed to give you the motivation, the strategies, and the support you need to become the very best lone recruiter. So join us, grab a cup of coffee, and let's take your desk to another level. Now, today, I want to stress how important pitching salary in the correct way matters. Let me say that again. How you phrase or pitch a prospective candidate's salary to a client matters. And now I want to go into a bit of depth on that. Too often I see recruiters go, here's the candidate's package, this is what they're good at, this is the years of experience, this is what they've done, and this is what they want. What do you mean this is what they want? Like, I know that's important, but what I'm seeing, and particularly it's 2024, And last year as well, what people want and what they're on are miles apart, right? So my first concern obviously now is around, are they just going for a money move? Is this a counteroffer waiting to happen? But that's a whole nother episode. My point, this is what prompted this episode, because a couple of things have happened in our office this week that made me go, Jesus, people aren't even tuned into the idea that how you pitch salary matters. So quick break. We had an overwhelming response to episode 86, which was the 2024 recruitment desk planning. Now, a ton of people reached out and asked if we could help them. We can't get to everyone, but it got me thinking. I don't normally do this, but due to the response, I've decided to open up a limited amount of one-on-one coaching spots. I'm gonna work with you one-on-one to create clear goals for your desk and bulletproof plan to achieve them. No more frustration at not hitting your numbers. No more self-doubt about what to do next. Just execute the plan, achieve the results you deserve. DM me, 90-day plan, and we'll send you the details. Strictly first in, best dressed. Side note, I'm so confident that you're going to love it and you're going to get value out of this that I will give you 100% money back if you think otherwise. Let me give you an example. If you've got someone who's got 4 years experience and the average salary for a 4-year in your market is, say, 100 grand. Let's just, I'm making numbers up. Let's just say it, 4 years, 100 grand, total package is quite adequate. Now you get a candidate who looks great on paper, they've got 4 years experience, it's what the market wants, they've got reputable company there, stable employment, great projects, but they want 120 package. Now your brain goes, ooh, like they're asking for a lot. So I would say, in that situation, if you went and you pitched a 4-year at 120 package, you're probably not going to get many bites, because before you even get them into the room interviewing, the clients looked at it and gone, we can't do that within our banding. Now, you've got to ask yourself, are you wasting your time with this candidate if their expectations are too high? Or is that just a nice to have? Is the reality that they'll actually come back for the right opportunity? Because a lot of the time that they will. So in that situation, right, if you went and you said, 4 years, here's the experience, 120 grand package, you're probably not going to get that many interviews. And we all know that the magic's in that room. We want those first interviews. I would rather say in that same pitch, this is what they're currently on. It's 100 package and they're looking for an increase. It's a little bit vaguer. We know what that number is, it's 120. But we also know that if we get two or three companies who are vying for this individual's skill set in their business, we're going to be able to snowball that competition. We're going to be able to push that price up, and we're probably going to get to that 120. But we're not going to have that opportunity to do that if we freaking, you know, close the door on that opportunity for that candidate early on, because the client just takes one look at it without any context of knowing who that candidate is and goes, nah, they're too expensive for our bank, not even worth looking at, which we've all seen happen. So that's one scenario on salary where I think it can get really wrong. And that's the one we typically see. But, you know, there's another scenario that I see often that people don't think is an issue when someone's salary is too low. And sometimes these things happen. I have a candidate at the moment who has about 14 years experience, but he's getting paid at the level of an 8-year. And I asked them the question, like, how did this happen? They said, look, I haven't pushed for salary too often. I've also gone into a government role by choice because I wanted to learn some policy stuff. And we all know government pays less. A lot of recruiters would be like, you beauty, like, we could put this guy out as a cheap resource. He's going to be great. But I know better, because too often I've seen clients question low salaries. Oh, why is he getting paid so little? Is there something wrong with him? There's nothing wrong with him. Tell you now, reference is done. spoke to the candidate. He's amazing. And if I had put that candidate out at his current package of 90 or whatever it is, whereas the market says he should be on about 150, there'll be too many questions around it. So again, this is where you do the opposite of the first example, where you go, well, what are you looking for? I'm looking for about 130. Beauty. Let's just say, you know, price point 130 package and put him out. And that's still pretty reasonable, given that the market should be at 150. You see where I'm going with this. If a candidate's salary is too low for the market and as an average, and you know it, and your gut feel is, oh, this is low, 100% bring it up to what he's looking for or she's looking for, or what you think the market should be paying for this resource. Because I'm telling you now, because they're cheap doesn't mean people are going to get excited. They're actually going to have more question marks over it. And same for same for when they're too expensive, right? Bring it back to what they're on, and let's build it up over the process of recruiting. You know, you need to be really conscious of what the salary looks like to the person reading that package, because I'm telling you now, you're missing out on interviews and placements because you're not even getting past go. You're putting this huge roadblock in the mind of the buyer or the client, and you're not even getting to interview stage. So I hope this helps somebody. It's a really, really, really simple one. The third part, so we've just covered like if they're too expensive, and then we've covered if they're too cheap. But the other one is now, how do you play around with package or base plus super? And again, I think if you've got a candidate who's like at the upper end of, you know, of like they're currently on the upper end of where you think the market needs to be. Let's just say they're on 150 grand as a package, and you think, oof, that is a little bit steep for that skill set. Someone will buy it, but you know, that's going to be a tough one. You don't want to shy away from that, because I think people need to know, and we need to know where we're going to be at, because this isn't what they want. This is where they're at. It's a very different scenario to that first scenario. So in this situation, I wouldn't be pitching this person as a 150. If I know that against people in a similar level roles are going to be getting paid maybe 140, 145, and they're already on 150, I get nervous that we're going to price this person out of the market. So in this situation, you can't shy away from it, because it's going to bite you in the butt at the end of the process. But what I would do is break it down into base plus super, because when they glance read that email with what they're on, instead of it saying 150 package, it says 135 plus super. It is only 15 grand difference, the exact same figure, but when people read that, their brain goes, it's 135, and then the super kind of gets lost. Trust me, how you pitch salary on those initial emails to clients really bloody matters in the mind of the client. So they're the three scenarios. If they're asking for too much, bring it back to what they're currently earning and they want more. If they're earning too little and it makes zero sense why they're earning too little, well, let's bring their package up to say this is what we're going to have to pay to get them and make it reasonable. And then the third one is, if they're currently earning at the higher end of where you think the market's comfortable paying, break it down into base plus super. It's going to help, okay? So that's all we have time for you today. I hope that helps somebody. If you got something out of today's episode, please like, share, subscribe, rate us, give us a review. It helps us grow. Have an amazing day. May all your deals come true.